I got a reefer smoking woman.
No, I don't.
She'll smoke whatever's going around. I got a reefer smoking woman. She'll smoke whatever's going around.
If you don't like the blues, I'm not sure we can be friends. Throwing that out there. Also, your mom is so ugly. Nah, I know your mom jokes tonight. But don't worry, Catherine the Piss. I'll take care of it next time. Alright, let's turn that down. Welcome to another episode of the Gonzo Chronicles. This is Cyrus Alderwood. And we're going to have a little bit of fun today. I don't have a guest yet. Actually, I've contacted a couple people about coming on as guests. If I hear back from them, it should be interesting as hell. So I'll keep you posted. Because I get bored and record these things every few days anyway, right? Just because that's just the kind of the guy I am. Hey, I did want to talk about one big question. Here we are going into December. This is November 30th. Getting ready to go into December. And I think I'm on my 42nd or 43rd show this year. It's not bad. Almost did one a week. But you know what? Who knows? I could cram a shit ton of these in by the end of the year. You never know. But I asked you a really interesting question on Facebook earlier today. And I'm going to get into the topic here in just a little bit. But I want you to think about it. Well, I ramble on about some other garbage, but the topic was this. With all that's gone on this year, it's the craziest year for everybody. All you got to do is spend a little time on social media, and you know how much this year's affected people. How have you changed? How has 2020 changed you? Or has it? It's a good question. So I posed that out to some, just to the Facebook world not long ago. Got a few responses, and I'll read those here in just a bit. I'll leave the people's names out. I don't know if they'd want me to say their name or not. But, nerd alert. So, I've told you guys before, sometimes at the beginning of the show, I'll read from this book called Stupid History, a collection of stupidity, strangeness, and myth conceptions through the ages. Not misconceptions, but myth conceptions. It's a book by Leland Gregory. It's a fun book. It's like these little things about history are kind of fun. The other day, I was actually watching Tom and Jerry, right? And I was like, why do they call them Tomcats? Like, is that where they started? Did they start calling cats, male cats, Tomcats because of the Tom and Jerry cartoon all those years ago? And I'll be damned if I didn't open up this book just randomly today, and here was the answer. The Life and Adventures of a Cat was a racy and risque book, published in England in 1760. The book centered on a ram cat. That was what the name of male cats went by back then. The cat was named Tom the Cat. The book was so amazingly popular that from that point on, male cats have been commonly called Tomcats. I'll be damned. Had nothing to do with Tom and Jerry after all. How about that? Here's another little piece of interesting history. I'm in Virginia. The next state up is Maryland. Did you know Maryland is the only state in the contiguous United States with an official state sport? I've heard about the state tree, the state flower, the state bird. Never heard of the state sport. Well, Maryland has one. Jousting. I'm not kidding. The one with guys on horses, long pointy sticks charging each other. Yeah, I guess Maryland's also the gateway to Dork City. The jousting. Who knew? Now, I was watching a movie the other day, and, again, this is kind of weird. It's like, came up. You've heard that phrase, go west, young man? We've all heard that at some point. So, anyway, here was the explanation. East is east, and west is west. In studying the history of America's western expansion, you'll inevitably hear or read Horace Greeley's immortal line, go west, young man. And as you probably guessed by now, Mr. Greeley never said this particular line. He did, however, write it. You see, John Babson Soule first wrote this advice in an article in Indiana's Terre Haute Express in 1851. And Horace Greeley reprinted the article in his New York Tribune. In Greeley's reprint, he pointed out that Soule was the original author of the article and the quote, but that didn't stop the public from giving Greeley all the credit. And now the quote and the man who reprinted it are forever synonymous. I thought that was really interesting. All right, one or two more nerd alerts here. All right, you go to court and you need your case heard for whatever reason, and it seems like it just takes forever anytime you're dealing with a court or regulators or anything government. Well, this one takes the cake. In 1205, Maloji Therat filed a lawsuit in India and was amazed at how slowly the wheels of the legal system turned. So slowly did they turn that it took 751 years for them to come to full circle and reach a judgment in the case. So the courts ruled in Therat's favor, and in 1966 paid an undisclosed sum of rupees to his surviving family. How do you track down a bloodline for a court case 700 years ago? You know, if they could do that, you think they would have found bin Laden a whole hell of a lot faster? I'm just saying, you know, just tossing that out there. Yeah, here was one of my favorite ones. I think this was the very first Gonzo Chronicles I did. It was just like a little intro about what Gonzo Chronicles is. Robert Todd Lincoln, Abraham Lincoln's eldest son, is the only person to have been at the scene of three presidential assassinations. On April 14, 1865, the day his father was shot, Robert Todd rushed to Ford's Theater to be with his fatally injured father. In 1881, he was in the room with President James Garfield the day Garfield was assassinated. And 20 years later, he was to join President William McKinley at the Pan American Exposition, arriving shortly after McKinley was assassinated. There are many a mysterious and bizarre happenstance about Abraham Lincoln's life and death, and so too with Robert Todd. You see, the son of the president would never have witnessed any of these assassinations had he not narrowly escaped death at a young age. While standing on a crowded railroad platform, he stumbled and nearly fell onto the tracks. He was grabbed by the back of the shirt and pulled to safety in the nick of time. The person who saved his life was a man named Edwin Booth, the brother of John Wilkes Booth. Same guy who shot his dad at the Lincoln Theater. Yeah, the irony of that kind of runs up your spine. Yeah, man, history can be fun. You know, it's going to be fun. It's like weird shit. And, I'm totally into that. If you're on social media recently, you've probably seen these little articles pop up where this monolith just mysteriously shows up in Utah. And there are pictures of people standing next to it, and it looked like like a small version of the monolith out of that movie 2001: A Space Odyssey, and the same one that was spotted in the movie 2010, The Year We Make Contact. And I saw that and I thought, okay, somebody's put that up there. It's a prank, and I still think it's a prank. However, it mysteriously disappeared. Nobody knows where it went. Just gone. Looked like a monolith that was sticking up out of the ground and then gone. However, today, and I'm not sure how many of you have seen this, but go Google it. In the middle of a field in Romania, mysteriously, a monolith has appeared today. No one knows where it came from, how it got there. Now, you know, you want to solve this mystery? This is 2020, almost 2021. Put a freaking camera on that sucker 24/7. Blast it out across the internet so everybody can see it. That'll solve that problem. So if it's like these people doing the crop circles back in the 80s, yeah, it wasn't as easy to catch them back then, but by God, you can catch them now. Everybody's got a video camera in their hand, right, on your cell phone. So there's nothing wrong with putting a trail cam up or something that will catch people in the act. If that sucker moves, we'll know how it got there or how it left. Or at least how it left, right? Never know where it's going to pop up, but we know how it's going to leave. So, yeah, that's kind of like today's weirdness. It's like your UFO sighting, but maybe not. So I got a little bored earlier, since today is, like, you know, we're here at the last of the year, and I thought, you know, I could look up some more dumb criminal stuff, or some more Florida guys, but we'll have to definitely have another Florida guy segment coming soon. But I thought, you know, what are some of the dumbest accidents people have had? So if you go to boardpanda.com, I just started looking up strange ways people get injured. Okay, here's one that's, and these are people writing their own confessions, okay? So I'm just going to read these, a couple of these. You take them for what you want. This lady types in, attempting to adjust my bra, lost my grip, punched myself in the face. All right. That has to be a healthy size. If you're going to lose your grip, punch yourself in the face. Anyway, moving right along. All right, this guy, I think, probably takes the cake. I've done some stupid stuff in my time. I've had dumb accidents. Maybe when I'm inebriated once in a while. Here's this guy. Can't believe he actually claimed this. All right, I'm just going to read this. You can't make this up. One time I tried to fart while playing online poker really late while my girlfriend was asleep. About half of the fart came out before I realized more was on its way out, too. I caught that before it was too late and jumped up and started to run to the bathroom. I had headphones on and yanked my head to the left and pulled my towel over as I kicked a 25-pound weight on the floor, broke my toe, and then shit all over myself. That's something that should have been in that movie Dumb and Dumber. No kidding. There's a bunch on here where people just tripped over their cats. Yeah. When I was little, I thought plastic bags were parachutes. I jumped off the table and broke my arm. Once it healed, I did it again. You must have hit your head the first time. All right, now this is not uncommon. I hear this all the time. Sneezed, threw my back out. Couldn't work for a week. Could barely walk the first couple days. I was 27. Have you ever violently sneezed so much you thought you, like, snapped your neck or something? Like, it's ridiculous. Or, yeah, hurt your back. Or when you have, like the flu or something, you cough so hard. Like, I know somebody broke a rib coughing. How in the F does that? Anyway, it happens, folks. It happens. Let me pull my Facebook page up. I'm going to read a couple of those things to you. And I'm going to talk a little bit about 2021. Now, earlier in this year, I had on this podcast, I had Eddie Pinero on here. And if you don't remember him, go back and find that episode. It's I don't know, remember which one it was. It was in the first 20, I'm sure. Or maybe first 15. Now, Eddie Pinero is, well, he's one of these people that's so uplifting and positive. He has a YouTube channel called Your World Within. And what he does is he does short videos, motivational videos, of positivity and uplifting vibes and, like, how people can take control of their lives and, you know, address the fears that they have and don't let things set you back. And anyways, just all around positive guy. And I had him on because I was reading about how suicides are starting to increase this year, the number of suicides. And I thought, you know, who better to have on here than Eddie? So I contacted him, and we talked a little bit about, you know, things people can do, you know, to occupy their time and to move forward and not fall in that trap of negativity and try to remain positive. So it was a really, really good episode, and I hope some of you go back and listen to it. And jump over to Eddie's YouTube channel and subscribe. His videos are great. One thing about me, and I maybe have mentioned this on here before, but a lot of people don't know this. When I get up each morning, I try to start my day with some sort of positivity, some sort of motivation. Now, I'm not the kind of person that needs motivation all the time. But, you know, getting a little bit of it doesn't hurt. So I may sit down in the morning and, like, read something or meditate for a few minutes on just, like, positive affirmations or with some soft music in the background. Maybe sounds of nature, something like that, or I'll jump online and find a quick short motivational video. I'm not going to take 30 minutes to watch something, but you know, if something's, you know, 8 minutes, whatever, I'll do that, and I'll just get some of that motivation. And Eddie's page is one of those pages on YouTube that's kind of like a go-to. If you need a little, you know, I don't need it every day. I seldom need it because I'm plenty motivated. But, you know, never hurts, right? So good way to start your day. So definitely go over there and subscribe to that. And you know, I don't know how you start your day, but 2021 has been so challenging for everybody. A lot of people have lost their jobs or were furloughed for a while, and some haven't come back. A lot of people have lost their small businesses. I just read an article that in New Jersey, because of all the shutdowns from the governor and the restrictions on small businesses, that like 40% of them, 20% have definitely gone out of business, and another, so like it's at risk of total of 40% of the small businesses in New Jersey will go out of business this year because of the restrictions. Which, you know, begs a question I brought up on here many a time. Why can people go buy everything they need at Walmart? No restrictions, you know. Sometimes they put some restrictions on, but Walmart's doing great. Big box stores are doing great. Those are the ones who make the political donations. Mom and pop stores, you know, those people are, they get by, you know. They're not rich people. A lot of middle class, and, you know, they depend on you and I to go in. And I, you know, I try to support local businesses here. That's one thing for Christmas. If you're going out shopping, or even if you're online shopping Amazon, try to find things that are made here in the USA. If you go to the search tab on Amazon and just type in Made in USA, stuff will pop up. But try to buy from stores that people independently own. I got a nice email from a lady, and she's like, listen, you helped me keep my kid in school buying shoes. You know, I appreciate everything that, you know, you buy. So I left a nice rating and comment for the products I bought for my sisters. All right. So, but try to spend things on small businesses and help those people. That's the backbone of this country. And that's what we all strive to be, kind of our own boss anyway. Right. So keep those folks in mind and, you know, kind of keep that positivity rolling forward. But I want you to think about, like, how has 2020 changed you? And we've had so much turmoil from all, like I said, the layoffs and people losing their jobs permanently, or been on unemployment, then the unemployment benefits run out, and then people behind on mortgages and rent and car payments and just everything under the sun. And not to mention the political turmoil in this country that just keeps people on edge. You know, yeah, I know people are nervous and paranoid too with the pandemic, but I mean, you just want to rip the mask off and just go give people a hug. God's sake, we're human, you know? So I asked that question on Facebook, and I'll just read this question. Then I'm going to read some of the responses. A couple of them probably won't mind me mentioning their names, but actually, yeah, I'll probably mention a couple of names. I don't think they'll care. But here's the question I posed. Serious question for all of you. How has 2020 changed you? Maybe it hasn't. From all the memes out there, it's not a stretch to say that this year has been challenging for all of us. For me, I noticed that I'm a lot more stoic than I thought I was. For some, they've had to rely on a sense of humor to get through. Others have experienced deep depression and can't or won't look for any brightness or a silver lining. I know two people that fit that bill perfectly. Even when things good come their way, they won't see it. They refuse to see it. They don't want to believe in it because it's like they don't want to believe in any hope. And that's sad. Some have become angry and bitter. It's an honest question. How has this year changed you? And got some comments back on this, obviously, with something like that, you're going to get some people chiming in. And, one of the ones that shocked me the most, came from a friend of mine, Elizabeth Cooper, and she's over on YouTube as well. So look for her Caffeinated Cooper Show over there. And subscribe. Make sure you subscribe. Her answer is tremendously. Now, for those of you, you know, you don't know Elizabeth, but Elizabeth is always one of these people that's the first one in the room. She'll give you a smile. You know, she's very positive and uplifting to people. She's always trying to. She's one of these people who she has her own show, and she reaches out to people that normally wouldn't get attention to talk about their books or a movie or documentary project they're working on if they're independent, artists in the local community down the Atlanta area. anything and everything, right? So she finds people that normally wouldn't get a pat on the back and pats them on the back. And that's just who she is, you know? And I know it's been a trying year for her because you see, when you see people's Facebook posts, you can tell, you know, so it's been a tough year for her. And anyway, so she said her answer is tremendously. I can see it as simply as in my pictures, for example. There's a lot of carefree joy that is missing. I can see it in my smile, my eyes. I feel it in my soul. I've found a deeper dedication to make others laugh. However, it's taking longer for me to regain my natural energy with so many people hurting so deeply around the world. Kind of feels like that scene from the movie Elf, when Santa's sleigh couldn't fly because the believe meter was too low. Our joy is low. Our carefree American lifestyle is under attack, and we miss each other, unmasked. I'm dieheartedly eager to get rid of 2020 just as much as the next guy, and I pray 2021 doesn't fall flat. Good God, seriously, let's pray. It's all we've got that hasn't been touched by human viral existence and or ego. Yeah, you know, she's one of those people, kind of reminds me of Eddie Pinheiro. Always upbeat. Like, you have a hard time seeing them down for long, you know? But I get what she's saying. And it's just that energy everywhere around is, like, so negative. And, like, this dark cloud hanging over everything. But we're all responsible for our own cloud, you know? But it's tough to step up your game when, you know, it's like a comedian going before a crowd that's not in the mood to hear jokes. You're going to bomb no matter how good you are, you know, and it's tough to know that, but I can kind of tell. So when I've seen her pop up here and there on Facebook, I was like, hey, glad to have you back, you know, all that. So, it reminds me of a, you know, that old mantra, like, you know, be kind to strangers, say something to a stranger tomorrow, that maybe they need to hear. It makes all the difference. You can make a difference in somebody's life that, you know, has no reason to live, and you do a kind deed or say something nice and suddenly they have a little spark of hope. It can change everything. So, you know, tomorrow is December 1st, beginning of the last month of the year. So let's go out there and say something to somebody we don't know tomorrow. Whether it's, hey, Alec, that's a nice hat, or you know, the elderly man that maybe had like the old newsboy hat, you know, from the 1930s style, or whatever. Compliment somebody for take some reason to compliment somebody. Even if it's a waitress that's looking like she's having a bad day and the service sucks, find a reason to let her know she's doing a good job. That's all. I read a post from somebody earlier on Facebook. Her name, I actually had her on the podcast a while back too, Jen Nangle, the horror filmmaker. She was having one of those days and made a comment that somebody had complimented her today in a day she felt hopeless, and it really made a difference. So yeah, it makes a difference to say something nice to somebody tomorrow. I'll make it a point, if you will. Adam Mason. Adam Mason's got a really cool website, kymysteries.com, I think it is, Kentucky Mysteries. So he's one of these people who follows like paranormal stuff, UFO stuff, all kinds of weird sightings that happened in Kentucky, where he's from. And so Adam chimes in. So go check his page out. Kudos to you, Adam, for keeping up with all that, because I sure couldn't. It says here, it has made me look at how things can change for the worse very quickly, and I've started wanting to follow my dreams. I'm wanting to do things that I've always wanted to do, but just made excuses not to do. Or that thing like life has stepped in and said, you have to do this now, your dreams can wait. Yeah. So, Adam, yeah, life, none of us are guaranteed tomorrow. I may walk out here and get hit by a bus tomorrow. How do I know? And all the things I wish I'd have done, all for naught. You know, so it makes a difference, you know, that I'm glad that 2020, that's one thing that's changed with a lot of people, that they've been forced to sit in the house or, you know, work from home or distance from people. They feel that need now to actually embrace their humanity, get out, follow dreams, chase dreams, go see things you've never seen before. There's a friend of mine on here, and I'll not name his name, but every time he posts a new picture up on Facebook, he's in a different place. And some guy asked him earlier on, I was like, are you ever home? And he's like, yeah, sometimes. This guy just like will randomly take a 2-day road trip somewhere. And I don't know how people have time to do that for starters. You know, I know a lot of us that work and can't find the time or don't have the financial means to do that all the time. But, man, God bless him. Do it. Go see what you want to see. Time is short, man. And we never know what tomorrow's going to bring anyway. Turmoil, happiness. But speaking of that, I'm going to got one more that I'm going to talk about. Somebody who's had a really good year. Cherie White, who has a blog. You can follow her. She writes a lot about bullying and dealing with that. It's changed me, and it's made me even wiser to the extent that humans will go to to get power for themselves. It's disappointing, yes, but clearer and more informative, absolutely. Yeah, I think this year has opened up a lot of people's eyes. I know people on both sides of the political aisle that have just like their eyes have bugged out of their head, like our governor has the power to do this. You know, I know people in California that don't even go to church. They're not even religious. And they've been asking the question, like, how in the hell can the governor declare a strip club essential and a church non-essential, and the church has to stay closed and the strip club can open? Like, and these are from people that are like completely not religious, and they're like, wait a minute. You know, and yeah. Locally here, I'm not going to blow the whistle on anybody, but when everything was shut down, Walmart was still open. Well, this guy that has a shop down the street, he sells shoes. Walmart can sell shoes. I guess he decided, hell, if they can sell shoes at Walmart, I'm going to open my store and we'll social distance and be responsible, blah, blah, blah. And he did. And nobody did anything about it. But good for him, man, you know. Why can somebody else sell shoes and he can't? Or why can Walmart sell your plumbing supplies and this, and yet the local guy who owns the hardware store can't open? You know, so yeah, I mean, these people are asking a lot of questions. That's good. We should all be more informed. Starting with me at the top of the list, I just had this conversation earlier with my sister about how we all need to vet our politicians better. From like the ground floor up, or even from your small town mayor and board of supervisors, or board of directors, whatever they're called, at your local level, all the way up to your county and state. These people need to be vetted better by we the people, the citizens. And I think I'm actually going to take an active role doing that next year in my little town, offering to host a debate with questions asked by citizens. And whoever's running for town council can come. And we'll give them the questions ahead of time. That's what I was telling my sister earlier. We'll give them the questions ahead of time. I'm not there for a gotcha moment. Hell, I'm not Megyn Kelly or any of these people who are there, like Chris Wallace, trying to hit that gotcha moment. You know, I'm not an asshole. Well, not all the time, anyway. but you know, we can ask valid questions and give them time to think about it so they can have an answer. You know, I want an answer, too. And start taking more of a active role locally to, you know, make sure that people, we're not electing people that will stretch beyond the bounds of what they should. I mean, we're all responsible for ourselves. We're all adults here. We may not always act like it. I know I don't, but that's okay. To each their own, right? As long as they're not infringing upon somebody else's rights. I did want to get into another person who responded to this, Jane Bunker. Now, this is kind of what I was talking about earlier with Eddie, and you know, you have that power of positivity and kind of the energy you have that you put out there kind of comes back to you. You know, a lot of people believe in karma. Some believe in luck. Some people don't believe in luck. They believe in their efforts. So whatever you believe. But, you know, she's definitely one of these people who put out like that vibe to the universe, you know, that law of attraction, and what you put out comes back. 2000, I think she was saying here 2019 was much worse for her, but 2020, after all this stuff happened, like things opened up, and actually she got several things that were positive happened. So I'll read what she says here. It's definitely been different than I planned, but turned out. It's definitely been better than I planned it would have turned out, but personally better than I could have ever imagined, because it's paused everything, and I've been able to get ahead on things, catch up on things, slow down, and detox from the world. Pretty much I've always had a different perspective than other people, so I take that with me on my journey. And it's definitely complemented this year for me. I'm interested to see how next year will go. I really, truly feel things are just going to keep getting a little better. On a side note, I think there is a lot of change going on in the world right now, and we will see just how that affects us all. See, I think we all feel a lot of the change coming in the world. We just don't know what it is, and we're nervous about it. And some people are less nervous. But, you know, that's definitely keep putting that vibe out there. And Jane's one of the folks that sometimes has the like live tarot readings or things like that on her website, on her Facebook. So anybody interested, just like if you go to my Facebook and read this thread, you're welcome to reach out there and friend any of these folks. They're good people. Yeah, I mean, so many people have come from different angles. Some trying to work that positivity, some that are just downbeat and downtrodden. And I noticed the ones who were just so downtrodden really didn't, as bad as I've seen some people, really didn't respond to this, because I don't know if they, you know, I mean, why would you want to say, yeah, 2020 destroyed me? But if you have that mindset, then yeah, it did destroy you. If you act like you're destroyed, you think you're destroyed, you're going to be destroyed. You know, whether you think you can or whether you think you can't, you're right. And, you know, it's a pretty simple mantra. But it's true. I mean, we can't help, you know, control everything around us, but we certainly control our attitude about things. And I know this year has been so tough and difficult on everybody. I've had my ups and downs. Quite frankly, this year, as tough as it's been, was better than last year, because, you know, it's one of the things I've tried to do after, I don't want to get into, well, yeah, you know what? I get personal on this thing sometimes, so let me get into this. I'm going to tell you about some things that happened to me prior, and why I haven't let 2020 kick my ass. And I'm not going to let it. I'm not going to let any year or any event kick my ass anymore. I went through a period of time where I was, maybe I've mentioned this before, but I was an investment advisor with a company, and I'm not going to name any names, but thanks to a couple of attorneys who gave us bad advice, me and my business partner were pretty much, he wouldn't phrase it this way, but hell, I will, we were taken for about $250,000. These people had us hustling for money, raising money, to the point where it broke me. I was flat broke, had nothing. Everything gone. Everything I'd saved. Everything. And I'm certainly glad efforts helped pay for somebody's freaking mortgage off, but it certainly didn't help me. So I had a series, you know, some bad years there, but trying to stay upbeat and positive, and but it's tough to do. And then after my dad died, I took some time just to focus on books. So I wrote probably two or three more books, did try to do as many book signings as I can. And, you know, obviously my name's not Stephen King or Dean Koontz or, you know, any of these big-selling authors, Patterson, whatever. So I'm not, you know, if I'm lucky to sell a few books a month, I'm a happy cat. So I'd like to just sell enough to pay for the podcast to pay for, to be honest with you. So I managed to do that the last couple of months. So if you're looking for a good book to read, Cyrus Alderwood on Amazon, do me a solid. You know, that those events back then really, really wore down my soul, kind of like what Elizabeth was saying, you know, when there wasn't enough hope, and you can't get from that movie Elf, and the belief meter was low. I didn't have a lot of belief in myself or anything else at times, but you know, I was pretty low. Let's put it that way. I did a show on here once about depression and the period that I went through, and this is a while back, but you know. Out of that, I became very stoic. And what stresses normal people, just stresses them out the ass. Like, that stuff just, like, falls off of me, falls off my shoulders. I'm not just shrugging off a lot of things. But this year, because of the frustrations of, I started, you know, the investment company back up, and we weren't doing the same projects we were doing before that took so much money. It's just independent money management for people that need help with their investing. But, you know, I still have the books out there. I'm still going to keep writing books. And I haven't, of course, this year, all the book signings I had set up immediately canceled because of COVID. Like, well, that's a great start, you know. But, you know, I try not to let that get me down. I've tried to be a little bit more like, you know, I've replaced that with a podcast. I would never have done the podcast had 2020 not come along. And this was kind of a way for me to vent and get to know people who get to know me online and follow me on social media. So I've met quite a few people from this and had an opportunity to speak to people that I normally wouldn't get a chance to speak to interview them. Quite a few people that have been incredibly interesting, incredibly nice, and just, you know, mind-blowing some of the stuff they do. Like, for example, Jen Nangle that I spoke about, filmmaker, independent filmmaker. All the stuff she does, she like wears every hat in the movie making process. And it just boggled my mind how you run such a tight ship. And you know, you have to have a lot of character and spine and strength to do that stuff. So yeah, it's amazing that I've done this. So that's been a bright spot this year. And some of the people who have interacted with me because of the podcast or because of Twitter or Facebook. So yeah, I mean, stoicism can get you so far, but at that point, you know, you certainly need to reach out and have that human experience with other people. And because everybody's social distancing and whatnot, you don't, I mean, I'm still a hugger. I don't give a shit, but, you know, it's been an interesting kind of year dealing with a lot of, because anytime you're around somebody else, you're interacting with their nervousness and their, tensions and worries. At Thanksgiving, for example, my sister's father-in-law, usually first thing you see that guy, he reaches out and gives you a meaty handshake, you know, but this year, no, nobody shook hands. No, I mean, I still was able to, you know, I would hug whoever wanted to hug, you know, it's Thanksgiving and somebody's family you don't see and very often, and it was good to see them. But, yeah, this year certainly had its challenges. So I'm going to put that question back on you. How has 2020 changed you, or has it? Has it made you stronger? Has it beat your soul down? Do you need to reach out to somebody and talk and vent? Maybe so. But I encourage you to, you know, to think about it. And if you're one of those people who are down on yourself or down on the year and so frustrated, hey, listen, there's a new year right around the corner. It's a fresh start. You know, you can be an amazing soul to somebody else, and just, you know, by putting an ear out there and listening, you know, by helping somebody else or being there for somebody else, it's almost like Christmas. It kind of like soothes your own soul. It certainly does for me. So I'll toss this out there. Drop me an email, cyrus.alderwood@gmail.com. If you have any comments about your mom jokes, so be it. But I've had a couple of emails that were quite interesting. Let me know how your 2020 has gone and how you just your thoughts. Even if you take about 15 minutes and just write your thoughts down about 2020. Share them with me. And if you don't want me to use your name on here, I'll be glad to share them with others, because we all need these voices. We all sort of need each other. And, you know, even if a random podcast is, you know, your outlet, so be it. But let's make the most of today. Let's make the most of tomorrow. And let's build each other up instead of tearing each other down. Let's make the most of each other. You know, this, we wake up every day to a beautiful world, and it's just as beautiful as what we make it. Whether we're going through tough times or not. We all see tough times. Some more than others. But that's what we're here for, right? We have an opportunity each day. So sit down, take a few minutes, jot down how 2020 has changed you. And find, if you can't find anything, if it's a rough year, find one good thing you could say about 2020, about yourself or about how somebody else was strong near you, something. Find one good thing to say. Make sure you do that. And drop me an email. Hey, thanks everybody for tuning in to another episode of the Gonzo Chronicles. I'll get into some weird stuff next time, probably. Hopefully not about anybody, you know, breaking their toe and shitting themselves like earlier, but yeah, thanks again for tuning in. I certainly appreciate each and every one of you for tuning in. And, those of you that jump on Amazon and pick up a book here and there, I certainly appreciate that, too. Hey, if you want to do me a solid, it's Christmas time. You know somebody that likes to laugh or needs a laugh? Go pick up the Gonzo Chronicles of Barry Dick, Supernatural Sleuth. Those books are so damn funny. Take care, everyone. See you down the road.